I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
That thing look broke behind you. The thermometer. Thingy. I love you too, baby. All right, Mama, I gotta go.
All right, mate, love you.
Love you too.
Okay, bye.
All right.
I heard that last night.
That's good.
That's it, kind of hot.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim Thug, the motherfucking boss.
Boy, motherfucking Q to the motherfucker, nigga.
Yeah.
Holla at you. We got some special guests in the building. The nigga Rome is always here.
Yo, yo, yo. What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Yeah, we got my cousin T.O. in the building.
What's good? What's good?
Yeah, good, sir. The Bills fan. I'm gonna shoot that out here right now.
We're gonna get into all that. Negative.
Shots fired.
We will not. We will not tolerate any Patriot slander.
We won't tolerate no Bill slander.
So, first things first, people. What are we smoking?
Ooh.
First of all, shout out to the weed man.
Shout out to
as always.
Plug. Shout out to the motherfucking plug.
Shout out to that corner store cousin.
Little bro, you already know. Shout out to the plug. Shout out to the plug. I mean, I got some.
What you rolling, Q?
And I got some white. Runts over here.
Ooh,
white runts.
Yes, sir. You got some white runts. Yeah. Let's see the packages real quick. Show them things.
Oh, that's that cotton candy looking.
Yeah. Hey, y'all can also go ahead and look on our Instagram at the Slim and Q Podcast on IG and
yeah, you can see,
see what we smoking.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I rolled up some gelato.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I got a nice ounce of some gelato.
That's big eyes, indica, buds. Right?
Yeah, I been saying indica. But yo, I feel good when I smoke it. I be. In the shits, and I really, when I'm listening to some music, like a gelato.
Niggas be ready.
Nigga, the whole,
podcast, whatever.
The whole car ride home from work, nigga, I was hyped. I was hyped as a jerk.
I look for weed that makes me hyped up, that makes me
want to
go.
I done caught the Holy Ghost off some Nipsey. I was listening to some Nipsey.
I be in my Michael Jackson.
Nipsey got a song called I Don't Stress. Oh my God, bro.
Get up and make you want
to
clean up.
That nigga fucking had me about to fucking.
Am I the only nigga that like to listen to like old school R&B when he get high?
No, hell no.
Yeah, nah, I'm talking about some Anita Baker type shit, bro. I be on my, bro.
You might be,
man. I be on my little Duval vibes, bro. Just be getting to it.
I don't like going too far back in the R&B. I might take it to Jagged Edge or something like that.
Here's the thing, though, bro. Jagged Edge trash. I'm a 112 nigga.
I'm a Boyz II Men nigga. I fuck with Boyz II Men.
I fuck with 112.
I fuck with Boyz II Men. They're my niggas.
112 is the
I fuck with 112. See, it was always a battle between Jagged Edge and 112. I was always on the 112 side.
Had a better run than
Hell yeah!
Edge.
The disrespect. Hell yeah, bro.
Disrespect.
Someone pull up the hits. Someone pull up the hits right now.
I tell you, no lie, my nigga.
I'm not an R&B nigga. I'm a rap nigga.
I know
someone
more
up the
people
heads.
That fuck with 112 than fuck with Jagged Edge. All the old heads, the old women fuck with Jagged Edge. Like, my mom was a Jagged Edge fan. That's why I never liked them niggas. My mom was in love with them niggas. I never wanted that. I'm not liking the shit my mom listened to.
Fuck out of here. Sound like a hater.
Facts.
Yo.
I was not feeling that
this
shit,
thing,
bro.
That's the thing about R&B music. R&B music, the old school R&B music will get you in your motherfucking feelings. Like
get you in your bag, bro.
Like your real feelings. Like, this new shit, Chris Brown, my nigga, I love, I fuck with Chris Brown, but that old school,
that Fallen Angels vibe.
If you engage with a female and you really love a female or some shit, and you put on some shit, that shit hit
different.
Yeah.
That old school CB.
I'm
going
to get Buns Volume 1.
Okay, listen.
Name off some of
that
best
songs. It's more. I'm telling you right now. Pizza peaches and cream or some John like that to get you more pussy than any Jagged Edge. I don't even know a Jagged Edge song I can fuck to.
Yo, the Jagged Edge song. Jagged Edge.
Tell me some Jagged Edge.
Married to a Jagged Edge song.
I don't
want
to get married to Jagged Edge.
You can party to a Jagged Edge song. Or you can make a baby to a Jagged Edge song.
You gotta name it for me. Let's get married. That's the only song.
That's the trash to me. That might be.
Won't be at my wedding. Won't be at my wedding.
With a party.
With a party.
That's the trash.
Come on. That's a hit.
When they said trash, bro.
They had that Kobe jersey on.
The only dumb song I fuck with.
That he can't love.
Remix with
oh my god,
I pull up the whole
promise
I gotta be. Come on, man. Jagged Edge,
he can't love you.
Just because y'all throwing titles out there don't mean.
All they got is peaches and cream.
Hell nah, bro.
That's all you got. That's the negative. We got to take this out, Q. No, sir.
Bro, they got mad.
All they got is peaches and cream. That's it.
Nah, hold on. Let me see.
You got to come back with something harder than that. Now, we just
went
off about 6 or 7
spots. And two.
You already know was a hit.
And that's just one era. I ain't do the walk out of heaven era.
Dance with me? That was a hit, too. Man, y'all had to dance with me.
Get married,
that shit was hard.
All they got is peaches
and hot and wet. Oh, that was it.
They got one championship, bro. That's it. Yeah.
See, man. But I'm gonna say like
they
this.
Got
Cupid.
One ring.
Y'all remember Cupid?
That's three.
They had the drum with Biggie. The niggas was rolling with Biggie and shit. I gotta think about that too.
That's four.
I mean, I'm just saying, I've been fucking with 1, 2, right. For a long time. I listen to album cuts and all that shit like that. I mean, I'm not a big Jagged Edge fan.
That's cool. That's cool. So
that's cool.
All right, so let's get into some rap. So I told you guys this. I turned 31 this year. It's gonna be a good ass year. The Patriots won the Super Bowl. Everything good happened to me this year. Future put out a classic album at the beginning of the year. Everything Future dropped this year been epic, and also Kevin Gates.
Hold on, you a Future fan or Thug fan?
Do I have to be either or?
Nah, mostly because most people they choose like they listen to them. Because
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I don't want to say I'm a real New Yorker, but I'm a New Yorker. Like I grew up on Kiss. You feel me? So it was a struggle for me to even like enjoy either of them. You know what I mean? But when Future, I went to the West Coast, and Future had the 56 Nights and all that, and like
that was the illest.
And like,
ooh, bro, that
like,
fucking
I probably heard that a year late, and like it still had the clubs like shaking, but. When you talk about Thug, whatever track he hop on, it becomes his song.
That nigga Moonwalk, bro. He's like a fucking like fire.
He got crazy swag.
And yo, you know what's crazy? Most of his biggest songs, bro. Come on, bro. Most of Thug's biggest tracks, bro. That nigga, he was like, yo, I didn't even want to do them shits.
But yo, back to Kevin Gates. The first album he dropped, he gave us a nice little sample earlier this year. And this shit, he was saying before he was nervous about the word album. A lot of artists feel pressure or whatever, but this shit all right though. It's exactly what I expected to be. He got some shit for the bitches. He got some nigga shit.
He stay in his lane.
Kevin Gates, the best thing I like doing with Kevin Gates is riding around San Andreas. This is Kevin Gates.
You gotta have an ear for his music though. Yeah. Like either you gotta be doing what he do, or you had to been on the road with this nigga, not on the road.
Or you gotta been through some real nigga shit. Yeah. You gotta get through some real nigga shit to understand.
Nah, I mean I don't been through some real nigga shit, but I still don't like he's still not my biggest.
If you catch what that nigga be getting into, like oh my god, then the shit with the bitches, like
the great thing about Kevin Gates is what got me into him is his conversations.
Yo, the nigga's a wild boy. Nigga's a wild boy.
The way the nigga talked turned me off. Like, let's just say the nigga mute.
He's super militant. And that's kind of where I am. I am kind of starkly Carmichael.
He got rules.
You know what I mean?
He's a Muslim, though.
I'm that vibe. That's
the Muslim black power shit. I fuck with that.
You know what I mean?
But he just be saying some off the wall shit.
That's the thing, though.
He's a hot boy.
Off the wall.
He the only, yo, that nigga be, when he be flipping the verses with the Arabic, I be like, oh my God, bro. That nigga be spitting a little Islamic verse. I be like, oh.
Yo, Kevin,
that nigga's a vibe, bro. He a vibe, bro.
He gotta be in a certain vibe.
I fuck with it. This album is pretty good.
That's the good
this
week,
this album
Joe.
Is really good. Mr. Runch, what you like at first?
Nah, that's that.
The quarter star
cut? That's the cut.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna put that. I want y'all to taste that shit.
All right. But yo, he got a lot of songs in it. I like a lot of shit. He's just talking that shit, yeah. Telling me what I want to hear. He got some shit for the niggas in jail, like all that shit.
Yeah.
So I mean, I was very happy, very happy. And my two
about Kevin Gates, he got music for everybody.
It's quality music, yeah, it's real quality too. So my two favorite artists featuring Kevin Gates this year has just been on the money for me. I've been as happy as could be. So now you said. The Baby drop.
My nigga, The Baby drop. Okay. Boy, that Kurt album. That
the
shit.
The Baby or Go Baby?
The Baby.
And which one is that? I
the Baby, his old name was Baby Jesus.
So the older one. He just got locked up.
No.
Remember the nigga that knocked the homie out? And nigga was in the drawers.
And the jewelry store. Yeah,
that's shit.
Sure.
That's The Baby.
The nigga that
And I never respected The Baby until I'm a big Cole fan. So
they two different lanes.
Two different.
You say that, but this one.
He just said something about Cole.
He got with Cole was like The Baby.
They
got
snapping.
Yes.
The nigga don't hit.
He went hammer.
They both from North Carolina.
It be snapping.
Cole set the track off, and then The Baby like.
Bro, you don't want to give The Baby no space on your
album.
He gonna take over that shit, bro.
He let the beat ride out on him. I'm like, wow.
That jaw with him and Meg Thee Stallion, bro.
Under the Sun. It was so dope. It wasn't even a single. They just made a video.
Yeah, it's just he got mad Lucy's. He got mad Lucy's, bro. The nigga tight as a bitch. I've been fucking with him since he was Baby Jesus.
I definitely want to give his album. So I want to give it a good listen for.
He got Nicki Minaj on there.
Okay.
He got Kevin Gates on there. He got the Migos. He got YK or Cyrus nigga, and Gucci. He got
what's the name of it again?
It's called Kirk.
Okay.
I mean, yo, bro, I'm rolling and for the songs I heard, especially the intro. Boy, that intro, boy.
Right.
Woo! Let you know off rip. Really? He got a Meek Mill intro, bro. Okay. He got a Meek Mill intro.
You got to these days.
That shit fire. He got the Meek Mill intro, bro. Yeah.
I need an intro to be fired these days.
Let me explain. He has the intro that when you turn the Meek Mill intro on, you know that shit hit the album about to go stupid after this.
Facts.
That's how The Baby shit kind of start off. It's like that first song. It's like, yo, bro.
I need the intro to be a vibe.
This shit. It is, bro. It's a whole vibe. Like, yo,
it's disappointing me.
It's about you're gonna be disappointed, bro.
I did hear the first 10 tracks. It probably got like 13 tracks on there. I heard the first 10.
Okay.
And like the intro is dope. I feel like that Meek Mill intro is kind of like
it's way better, yeah. It's a classic, but I'm saying they got the feel,
right? That's like people comparing people to LeBron. I mean, to Jordan or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think what Meek did was. You gotta have an intro now. You got that shit matters.
He set the tone.
Yeah. I don't know what you got.
He set the tone. For intros, bro. Yes, bro. Name me another classic intro.
I can't name another classic, but I know some dope intros. Like, I'm a Drake fan also. He got a Tucson Leather intro, I believe. That's the intro. And that intro was amazing.
Who is a Drake fan?
Amazing, bro.
What's that on your...
It's on that...
The
one with his face on it.
The one before. Yeah. If you
Nothing was the same.
Too late or something like that.
But I can't front the impact that Meek intro had.
You can't repeat that, bro. Hey.
We talk about the vibe.
That's what we talking about. We talk about the level of...
Okay.
Nah, because ain't nobody gonna get that.
Vibe. But did anybody hear... Y'all remember Cardi B intro to her album? That shit was fire. I ain't gonna hold you. Cardi B album from National First album.
Cardi B album was fire. She got a new joint out with French Montana. That shit hard as a bitch. And I don't even fuck with French, yo. You know I don't fuck with French.
That's my nigga.
I just got on the French after
That's my nigga.
Some shit like that. I fuck with that track. After that track, I'm like, okay, I fuck with you a little bit.
First all right.
They don't love you no more. They don't love you no more. That shit was hard. I was like,
DJ Khaled.
But after that, I'm not a big French song, but this joint with Cardi. This shit fire as a bitch.
They always gonna find a way to keep Cardi in the spotlight. She got so much shit.
She relevant. She relevant though, bro. She relevant.
She still got so much of a support team with her. It's always
making her relevant.
Nah, they not making her nothing. She making herself relevant. She's always made herself that person, bro. From social media, from TV, bro. From you know, all of that shit. She been making herself. No, she not though, bro. She a stripper. She came in through stripping.
I feel like she had.
Love and hip hop made her relevant.
She had the
stripper made her look.
Well, with the Migos.
Because she was famous before
she had an Instagram following before she even got on.
That's what them type of like Love and Hip Hop, you know them shows look for people who already
got popping. Yeah,
they're not gonna get no random ass. You already gotta have 100,000.
Love and Hip Hop that was random. They in the industry somehow.
Cause you, why are you not interested?
Why would I even tune into some shit that I don't even like?
You know what shows I do like? Y'all want to see come back? Doing with Diddy, making the band.
I was just saying that shit, bro. I just told my dad that, yo, bro.
We know Cornell, bro. We chill with Cornell every day, bro.
Right now,
I don't know what the fuck he been different. One time I seen him, he was cool. Next time I seen him, a nigga looked bugged the fuck out. Next time I seen him, he was looking semi.
This is why I'm loving hip hop right now.
Your nigga bugged out, bro.
We know that. We grew up with that.
I grew up with the hip hop. That's crazy. Where they in LA.
He back with the band. Right. He back with their crew. Show. They making new music and all that shit. Touring and all that shit. Yeah. They doing their thing still. I mean, with them niggas, bro.
Did anybody from them eras ever pop though?
Them niggas.
If you think about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoever. And even
it
if
might be a good investment for Diddy, but like.
Even if you look at American
Run.
Yo, Danny Kane was hard, bro.
See, Danny Kane.
Danny Kane was hard.
And the
knock on bullshit.
Like two or three of the girls popped off from there.
Not on bullshit. They split for no reason. That's some bullshit. Aubrey.
Aubrey O'Day.
They did some bullshit. And then the Black Shorty. Black Shorty, she went to go rap.
It's the same thing with
the band. D-A-B-A-N.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with America Idol.
Dylan, they put in jail, my nigga. Fucking Babs. Babs still doing, she still do shit. She still
doing her thing.
She in the battle rap shit.
It's just like America Idol. What big stars have they ever fallen?
Nah.
Eddie Clarkson fire.
Well, I'll say this.
What happened to Ruben started? I'm sorry for 2004.
The biggest
person they made, Fantasia. That was it. The person I lost. Fantasia. No, Jennifer Hudson.
It was a white boy.
Jennifer Hudson, bro.
It was a white boy with a boy head.
Nope. You right, okay.
Nope. Jennifer Hudson. She won a Grammy, my nigga. True. I don't know nobody else from no American Idol or anything like that that won a Grammy.
They got some people.
And it was off her second year,
Kelly
bro.
Carson too.
Now she don't got no Grammy, my nigga.
She got mad shit though.
She don't got no Grammy though.
It's up
she
to did. You. It's up to you to make yourself.
She did. Known. She did better than anybody from what P. Diddy says. I'm trying to now let's compare. Like they got So I'm gonna say America Idol seems to be a better way to.
America Idol might be the best way because you.
But they're not rapping. You ain't no rapping.
But then you got. But there's other forms. There's other platforms because you got the. You got the America's Got Talent, and you got fucking that shit. I mean, they don't do that no more, but it's over in England, but they still do it over there. But yeah. They got the one where
Gabriel Union on the show right now.
That's the AGT.
Okay.
They got the what's the shit with John Legend and them niggas be like,
that nigga go up there,
turn the chairs around. And shit.
They got one for songwriters now. When the songwriter go up there, they write you a hit. They take your hit and sing.
My brother should get that motherfucker.
Yeah. John Legend go up there, start singing like, oh shit.
Was on that shit. They turned the chairs around for her, and she got signed with Christina Aguilera.
Oh, nice.
Not Christina Aguilera. The country singer, white dude.
Garth Davis. Blake Shelton.
Blake,
yeah. That's that nigga.
I've been over here plotting, trying to see which one of American Idols like did the best and all that.
Uh-huh.
And oh boy, I was talking about Chris Daughtry. He did Cool Days.
He was
now that you say that name,
It's like, all right.
He was after.
They said he was the fifth.
She was the first.
They said he was the fifth. Then they said Jordan Sparks. I forgot about
Jordan Sparks. We forgot about Jordan Sparks
in movies.
I'll get out of Dove.
She's a big name.
With Jay Chris Brown. Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, Jay Hudson third. Bro. Who's second and first? You feel me? Same lane I was thinking. Kelly Clarkson. She was second, and number one, Carrie Underwood.
We forgot about Carrie.
America, America Idol got some hits.
The people that lost did the best. They went the furthest.
Carrie Underwood.
Yes. Kelly Clarkson might have had the longest 10-year career of a winner, but as far as the losers do better than the winners.
That's crazy.
Wow, we forgot about them niggas, but still, bruh.
All right, shout out to American Idol. Them niggas wasn't just on the air, just soaking up every time for you. They was finding some niggas.
They was finding some talent.
Very well, shout out to,
they was giving us some laughs, too, because I used to watch the fucking blooper.
Shout out to Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell's the first original Charlamagne. First nigga, like, yo, get this nigga up out of here, bro.
That shit used to be hilarious. Oh, my God.
You want to know who another TV reality that I really love? The nigga Gordon Ramsay.
He is the ultimate. He is the cap of ass. You ain't gonna get no, you know what I mean? Judy, they had the top of Judy. Joe Brown, bro. That nigga Gordon Ramsay got a run of shows. That nigga kick all these niggas.
You got the competition where it's two niggas, two kitchens battling in Hell's Kitchen.
He's the kids too, bro. He
you just can't talk to nobody like that.
He be kicking all them niggas out. He be kicking the whole
I promise you, in the nursing, some of these DO directors in nursing, they be coming down talking reckless. Like,
I can't do
yo,
that.
What y'all down there just standing around for? Get over there and get busy. What we like? They talk reckless. Y'all be surprised when people be taking.
Yeah, bro, you be surprised when nigga when you get a little fucking title.
Like shit, man.
Motherfucker think they somebody, bro.
But honestly, but real crazy. Shit, you like shit. Just rent due next week, man. I swear to God,
man. Fuck that, nigga. Nigga talk to me crazy, nigga. Fuck this job, bro. I don't, man, listen, I'll figure that shit out. But at the end of the day, you're not gonna talk to me crazy.
I don't play that shit.
Nah, don't talk to me.
The biggest thing.
You do it one time, you gonna think that you can do it any other time after that. No, it's not happening.
The biggest thing I noticed about all of us, really, we can't work for people. No. We just, like, I can't work for nobody, bro.
I don't know if that's entitlement, but I kind of feel like I'm better than. What you trying to come at me with? Like,
right.
your job is to work for somebody. My job is to work.
I don't want to call it entitlement. I feel like it's not. I respect myself enough to know that you can't disrespect me because you're a human being like I'm a human being.
You really trying to tell me my time only worth $24 an hour?
I know I can go out here and make $100 an hour.
You know what? I spend $20 in goddamn 2 seconds, bro.
That's the thing.
You really telling me my time and then like.
You ain't telling me anything. I'm doing this.
No. We all thought like that. Like, you really think my time is worth? Like, you want me to work 8 hours?
Bro, listen.
Hold on, 8 hours.
6 days a week.
8 hours.
Six days a week.
We came here.
Say you want me to work 8 hours, like for 40 hours a week, and you want that's like a quarter of my day. Like 8 hours, 24 hours in a day. You know what I mean? You want me to take a third or a quarter of my day for $24 an hour? Come on,
bro. Yo, why people? Listen to this logic, bro. What is when they say black people are, what percentage of the country?
Is what?
What percentage of the country is black people?
13%.
Okay, why is it that half of our people are rich?
Half?
Yes.
Why?
Think about all the black millionaires and billionaires. Yeah, think about all the black millionaires we got.
Why?
Think about all the niggas in the NBA, NFL, all of these, all of this shit, just all the black businessmen and all these shits, niggas, that's millionaires and rappers, all of this shit.
Cause either you got
we 13%, half of our fucking culture is rich. I'm sorry. It's just number wise, if you're talking, that's just facts.
Right. Now what?
Right.
So if that's the case, right, why we can't kind of get the other percentage together, get them niggas right, so we can now our majority is no longer a majority.
We tried that shit, Nipsey. We tried that shit, Nipsey's dead. I'm not helping nobody. I'm not helping nobody, bro. We tried that shit.
We tried that shit.
We killed the nigga, the leader, the nigga who's about to fucking take us to do the shit.
That's facts.
Come on, the Nipsey gay in front of his own shit. No, I'm not helping niggas.
But just think about that.
I'm not helping niggas.
Say the niggas, they figure out a way.
Like somebody was straight up pulling some bullshit.
He died by the same exact people we trying to help. I'm only helping children and old people.
You can't stop helping people because Nipsey died. You know what I mean?
I'm not helping niggas.
You can't use that. Nipsey Hussle died.
Niggas is ungrateful. Niggas is like,
keep doing that shit.
How many times you gonna keep trying to help somebody?
We said that a couple of podcasts ago.
How many times is you trying to help people?
You got your own business. You need security standing around you where niggas can't just walk up past the gate and just walk.
But he was in his own hood.
He was in his shit.
I know.
He shouldn't have had to even be like that.
That nigga died in front of his own shit.
If they knew he was dead, they would have never been able to move.
But here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this. The cops knew what was going on. They was over there.
I'm talking about, like,
if his people
knew he was there, where is that, like, he was at the crib and he didn't tell his bodyguard he was leaving and that's how it all happened. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? But if his bodyguard knew and them know he was there, nobody would have never been able to get that close to left. You was real, real. Because when I was there, I was scared. What? And I'm from New York. Yo, I promise you. Like,
it's some tension. You felt tension. You felt some tension.
I was with, remember, this was my crew. I was with four shorties. I'm one dude. I got another dude with me. And I got two. So it's three dudes and four girls. We all in bathing. We about to go to the beach. But we realized, yo, Nipsey jumped off this oak bin like 3 days ago. Like, we about to go here. Like, we here. We thought we was about to go there. The Crips had everything locked down. Yo, when I tell you it was bandanas over the street signs, over the fire hydrants.
That means you're scared?
Yo, it's not even that.
You gotta be on your P's and Q's.
It's not even that.
You gotta be
scared. I've never been scared. Like, I ain't scared of nobody.
It's a different vibe over the West Coast.
It's a little bit of culture shock, but not really like.
I understand the West Coast is
not. I wouldn't even say culture shock.
You gotta respect the niggas' areas if you coming in some separate shit.
It's like, it's more of that. It's more like, yo.
Gotta be on your P's and Q's.
Yo, what I got on right now, everything make you check. Everything, like, yo, what I'm talking right now. All this is because I was probably in LA for like 8 days, so I felt all these experiences. Because you know, when I go there, I ain't going to no Tubby. I'm Airbnb. I want to stay in the jungle. Yeah. I'm trying to stay wherever.
I'm trying to stay in Soulja Boy.
They shot like Friday at was like three streets over, so I'm right here, like, I'm staying right here in LA. You feel me? So, like, when I walk into the store, well, I told you about the my homie walking to the store, these Puerto Rican dudes are straight Mexican.
Look like Kendrick Lamar a little bit.
Was straight trying to run up on homie just because he was wearing the wrong colors. So we like, all right. So anyway, we go to Nipsey Hood we riding down Crenshaw to get ready to, we park it. You know what I mean? Right. So we get ready to park. So now it's about his plaza where we're going at. And now it's straight affiliated. Everything is like, what's up? Like, what's up? Your shorties and I'm with, no lie, they eights and better. So we attract everybody's attention. We look like I think I got on the Knicks, like, Ewing jersey going down. So I'm just chilling, blue. I'm chilling, so I'm good, you know what I mean? We Gucci. My man is violating to the fullest extent.
All kind of red off.
He got crazy colors on right now. Like,
I feel like niggas.
If anything, I'm wearing them all. If anything, I'm wearing all colors, nigga. I'm wearing everything.
And my thing was like this, I ain't going down there because every nigga's gonna try to holler at the shorties. I'm not about to protect you shorties over, like.
That's the thing. Like, I'm not about to. You want to fight all these niggas?
I'm not about to do that. Like, I came here on vacay. I ain't about to do that. So I'm like, yo, like, I ain't going over there. Like, that's the energy it gave me. Like, yo, I ain't going over there.
Savage,
like,
niggas.
You get what I'm saying?
That's, like, you being smart. That's you being smart.
That's what it was. I caught up
in put myself in those situation where.
Exactly. And it was that energy.
Opportunity for.
Because say we had a park a half a mile away. We walking up there. Everybody we go by, they hollering at the shorties. Everywhere. We ain't taking no offense, because if you got a fly shorty, that's what's gonna come with it.
You gotta be prepared for that.
Niggas is ready to be like, yo, you don't hear me? Like, ready to body and we telling dudes to eat. Like, yo, relax. Like, we chilling. Yeah. Oh, here come New York. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's usually good. But when you going through a whole hood, come on, man. You don't know what could you get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm just like, nah, I ain't going down there. That's and after we all talked it over, we like, nah, we ain't going down there. Y'all had to feel it.
You're asking for trouble.
You know what I mean?
You're like, for trouble, yo, you know it was popping.
It was popping too. It wasn't like it was like a block.
Cause you said it just opened.
You know what I mean? So it was popping.
I lived in Cali for 2 years, and you really see, like, in New York, we kind of like associated by streets, but them niggas is gang yeah. from generations. They grandma was gang.
Grandma. Yeah.
So like that's they culture. So I see how when 6ix9ine was doing all his bullshit, they was really offended. They was offended by that shit. They uncles and aunties was dying over that shit, and these niggas making.
I'm here 8 days, and I got asked twice. Yo, where you from?
Where's that you from?
Nah, just. Yo, like, where you from? Like, where you, like, who you from? Like,
right.
I can't even remember the lingo they used, but it wasn't even that cool. Just like, and I told you about the experience when I was here.
Hey, nigga, where you from?
Homie made a mistake and called this dude cuz, and this dude almost had a heart attack.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that shit.
He almost had a heart attack when homie called him cuz. I'm like, yo, where am I at?
Fam, I'm famming everybody, fam.
But you go over to the nice part and everything is copacetic.
Yeah, it's like, yo, if you, like, you went down Hollywood Boulevard.
Nah, I
mean, if you go to Hollywood where it's like the Walk of Fame, all that shit, everything cool, tourists and shit, but you go a little bit further out.
North Hollywood.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know what part that was, but I went over to that section.
If you go a little bit further down, it's the hood, it's the east side, like, on 12, bro. Like, that shit is crazy.
Helicopters.
I've been to the hood in Vegas though. My hood in Vegas, just like
my
that.
roommate like from that. The military, he was from Oakland. He, you know, he the nigga we talked to on the West Coast. That nigga from Oakland, and it's a way different vibe than LA. Them niggas just all just savages down there. It's like the West Coast Chicago. And them niggas just reckless.
That
all
nigga
of them.
Said the West Coast.
All of them niggas, bro. They got the highest murder rate in California. So Oakland, dude.
Yeah, I say yeah, Oakland, yeah.
So that nigga was like, we went to San Bernardino, then we went to LA, all that shit. But when I went to his shit, he took me to Oakland with him. He was even like, nigga. Yeah. Wait till we get to the other niggas before we goddamn go out crazy out here.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Goddamn.
I wasn't with nobody who I knew. I was just with somebody who was dealing me stranded. Because God forbid, I'm going to talk my shit. But if I turn around and I'm out here.
Don't look. Niggas are hit the floor, your son.
Yo, no. No.
So I had no faith in who I was with. Yo. So I was like, I'm with boyfriends and girlfriends all come to her. You know what I mean?
And then the bad part about it was you got a GPS, everything. I don't know where I'm left from right. I'm just out here with the GPS. So, but this is the thing I want to talk about. I've been all around the world. I've been all around the YouTube, whatever. I ain't never been to New York City. Yo, I've never been in New York City.
Me neither.
Yo, that's I crazy. Love New York.
Never in my life.
Let me put up my advisor, yo. Yo, New York, I love y'all. New York City, I love y'all.
Fuck yo, New York, bro.
That is the filthiest. Like,
the
yo,
boroughs,
I went to the
but the
Bronx.
History is what I want to, I want to see the history of New York City. I want to go to, you know, where rap was born at. I want to go to the park. I want to, you know what I mean, sit outside of the Bronx and, you know what I mean, South Side. We were put down and, you know what I mean, with niggas. You know, I want to be that part. I want to go see where niggas was
spread. I'm going to tell you this. Google that shit. Then I weren't going to New York, bro.
And then I want
to
come back home.
Yo, they got rats.
Right after that.
They got rats, my nigga. They don't got mice. They got rats.
No exaggeration. They're as big, as long as that body.
I want to go to Harlem.
No exaggeration.
I want to go see Dapper Dan.
They in the crib.
Right.
And they in the crib. Like, they not like, you're not, you going to walk by with
a they got roaches, bro.
Christmas tree.
They got roaches,
Times Square. You don't see a squirrel every
time. I want to see Times Square.
I think you will see a squirrel. That's how the rats is out there. As often as you see a squirrel,
I heard they be fighting
up there. I've only been here through the train station. I ain't never got out of goddamn this flood.
The train station.
I'm
what's
not
the shit called?
Fuck them niggas.
What's the Grand Central?
I got
Grand
family.
Central Station.
I got family in New York.
I
want to
see Grand Central Station.
I got family in the Bronx and Brooklyn. I won't go.
I want to go to a subway.
Nah, Brooklyn was a vibe.
I'm not going.
Yo,
I want to go to
the
Brooklyn.
Picture that you think, like everybody in a stoop, like it's a party outside. As soon as it hit dusk.
Right. As soon as the streetlights come on.
That's what happened. Like, And it was this one party, it was, like, you could tell where it started at, because, like, it all kind of funneled back into probably seven houses down on the street, but the, it was a whole block party, like.
That's how my peoples get
down. I walked through it, they're like, yo, I'm hitting blunts, walking and I through. Got mad people like, there. Like, they're like, yo, y'all got y'all food yet? I'm like, yo, you don't know me. Like, you don't care. Like, I can't say they don't care, but.
Bro, listen, my people out there like that, they don't care. It just be like, whoever, you coming through, like, if you coming through, nigga, you cool, they gonna be cool too. They ain't gonna be on no harm with
shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. I heard.
You know what I mean? The gorillas gonna come out.
But I heard they clubs are closed like 4 or 5 in the morning, some shit like that.
I can go out there and live it up. I got.
I'm trying.
Toronto is like little New York, and it's closing.
Toronto fire.
But Toronto legal too with the Piffingtons.
I need to go to New York City now.
My thing is, once we once this podcast blow up, y'all know my main goal is to go fuck all the 11 hip hop bitches. I'm trying to go get me a motherfucking couple 11 hip hop bitches pregnant, so I could get on the show and I could target 11 hip hop.
Yo, my nigga is out here.
I gotta find 11 hip hop.
You hear us, Mona? Stop playing.
I gotta find me Erica. Erica Mina.
Bruh, listen, nah, my nigga.
I need you in my life.
Trying to eat some booty.
Bye. I'm dead. Well, I
can
flock
the mind. She a plug for everybody.
I would never go fuck with her. She is, she too much of a thug, bro. No, Deb is a cool lady. Yeah, Walker, my nigga. Walker, my
listen,
bro. She taking this shit over, nigga.
Me,
fuck
me,
that's over.
We had a bitch like that.
No, I'm not.
This chick. Oh my god, a little E. That bitch from Atlanta. She was just like undead.
Take it over.
You know what I mean?
But yo, sometimes you got to when you see somebody with potential.
Hard.
When you see somebody with potential, my nigga, I need you to understand. I'm not telling you this.
Our DJ cried from Mr. Cheek's cousin. Mr. Cheek's first cousin. He was our road manager.
Yeah.
She made him cry. How hard she was going. Because how she wanted to fucking take us from. She wanted to sign us over him. And she was like, why are you stealing him from me? And somehow he fucking got hurt and he started crying.
Yo, if this nigga didn't ever get, shout out to Cuz. He coming home soon. That nigga ain't ever get locked up. He goddamn definitely made it by now.
No names. I feel bad saying that story.
Bro, you gonna keep ashing that motherfucker near your weed and be it. And you gonna forget and try to put that bitch all up in the air. That's shout gonna be a nasty block,
bro. I sent that nigga some money the other day.
Shout out, yes indeed. Yo, my cousin.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to my cousins too. My niggas out here hitting.
Anybody in jail, shout out to the peeps. So.
Matter of fact, yeah, we gotta start doing some shout outs throughout the damn. Shouting out just random motherfuckers, bro. Yeah. Just throughout the podcast. Shout out to these random people.
So.
Shout out to my people, David Stills. He was on American Idol. Okay, okay. I forgot to mention his name. He was talking about it. Who? David Stills. He from Lima, New York. Onion Falls. Oh, you would know them niggas out there in the country. Shout out to Big D. Oh, yo, shout out to the Southern Tier. Y'all be showing me love out there. I be working out there in Southern Tier. Be showing me love. Shout out to the Southern Tier. Yo, shout out to the Finger Lakes. They be showing me love. Shout out to the Finger. Yo, shout out all the niggas that show love to niggas from other cities, bro.
You get more love from other cities.
Shout out to niggas that do that, bro.
You get more love from other cities.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Lockport.
And more bitches.
Bro.
Hey, hey, I done fucked a lot of different cold bitch. But yo, shout out to Q, Big 31.
Boy, the birthday yes, like Friday.
Shout out to your birthday coming soon. It's going down, bro. Shout
it's
out to
a
your
motherfucking
boy.
Libra. A motherfucking Libra.
Shout out to the Zanato.
Shout out my daughter. Shout out my niece. Shout out my baby, bro. She about to be 10, bro. This shit is crazy. My baby about to be 10, bro. God damn. So, I'm scared.
Oh, man.
But fuck it.
So my man Jonathan Stills, he's the one that was on American Idol. I just looked it up. It's his brother. His brother David is my man, but his little brother Jonathan.
So fuck David and you fuck with Jonathan. Nah.
Amanda Pierce, a white girl, lesbian.
Oh, nah, hold on.
She got signed to Christina Aguilera.
Hold on, we shot white people out now?
Amanda Pierce. Oh, shit. It's not negative white people.
We supposed to be promoting our brothers and sisters.
We promote everybody. Nah, but not, last but not least, shout out to the motherfucking weed, man.
Every day.
So we'll take a break. Hold up. And we'll
all right, people. Son, keep those. That ain't even.
All right,
what's the weed looking like, bro?
So we all got a chance to see what the weed was talking about, all that good stuff.
What we thinking?
Well, Geronimo, I see you got the weeds, got you a happy moment.
My nigga don't want to smoke the backwood now. He got some backwood Reggie.
Hey, run that shit up. Stop playing. So how you like the runs? And then how was the weed?
It was flavorful.
Let me get a
Sun eyes low.
I'm fighting right now. Okay. My eyes are fighting each other. My eyelids are fighting. At the top and the bottom are fighting right now.
Where the bear at? Where the bear? The bear or the weed?
Nah, it's the weed, bro. Cause he, yo, bro, if it was the bear here, that'd have been going already, my nigga. You know how he my son can drink, so. He's sipping right now.
We don't smoke one too many blunts for me right now.
Yeah, we done bust. How many have we smoked? What is it, about six of them bitches?
I like the runs. It tastes pretty good. It's like a fucking
great.
The thing about the gelato,
we gotta call it what it is. It's not the runs, bro. It's the white runs.
White runs. It's some top shelf.
The white runs. Niggas got the Reggie runs. Y'all can have the Reggie runs.
It's been about 4 months since I smoked the blunt. It's just getting tobacco out of my life. But here's the thing.
That don't make sense because you smoke blunts, bro.
I do.
So you already smoking tobacco.
Could just get a hookah. You feel me? You get a hookah.
Here's the thing. He can smoke it the way he can smoke it like this. This ain't no tobacco.
Oh, you're right.
This straight vegan shit, bro. Nah, B. This how I smoked them shits with the papers. I tend not to smoke. Tend not to smoke the blunt. I'm trying to get that shit. I'm really trying to kick the tobacco too.
The record. So, I'm high as a motherfucker. They want me to roll some motherfucking weed. Just for the record.
Shout him out for saying.
Oh, my son. My nigga D. Stevens, man. Shout out my nigga. He know what it is.
Shout out to D. Stevens on the IG. He said
he fuck with the high hips.
By the box, he
fucks. See, man. Niggas fuck with the high hip, Julie.
See, I buy the game buns by the box. $15.
See?
Y'all seen the crib. I got the game.
Hello, backo, bro.
Because I smoke my weed.
But these is $1 box too, bro.
You're right. Okay.
They got dollar papers too, bro. They got organic hemp papers. You can buy some hemp papers.
So let me get you the gelato. I rolled two blunts in the gelato. I rolled one with the filter.
This shit just rolling, bro. I don't know what
the fuck. I don't like the fucking filter on the blunt.
I love it.
It tastes kind of weird. I didn't like how that last blunt tasted.
You want to know why? Because people ain't used to, they're not used to the filters.
It's different. I'm not used to it either.
You're not used to the filters. Once you get used to a filter, bro, it'll change.
It tastes normal on that,
bro.
It tastes normal on the one I just
Because of the way I roll them. That's why. It's always going to taste the way it's supposed to. But if you kind of, like, you got to.
Nah, you did. I don't keep flex.
This is how I roll every trick, though. This is my thing. Like,
I know I finesse the shit out of the last blunt.
Bro, I'm finessing these. This is my lane. Like,
see, I fuck with papers, but I just don't, because I don't know how to light them. Maybe y'all fucked up lighting.
But with these, it's like you lighting a blunt. Here's the thing. You do them together. So what you do, you tear a little off the top, and you line it in the paper, and it'll become as tough as a rat. So you put the filter in the front. Once you see the filter there, you put it in the front, and then you roll your weed.
definitely not that.
You won't be rolling.
See, but so now you're telling me my finesse ain't real. So it gotta be real if you feel like it ain't that easy.
No, no.
But it truly is that easy, bro.
Let me tell you, last night,
just like
right?
how you tear your joints, just like how you do your joints. It's the same thing with this. Instead of tearing this up, you would tear this. And you would line it in here.
Right.
And then instead of not putting the filter, you'll add a filter and just roll your weed in front of the filter and just roll it like you roll
the blunt. You kind of save more weed with the filter in
there. Bro, I'm telling you because you're getting so many clear hits. It's like, yo, bro, this shit is straight to your chest every punch. And you're going to fuck around half the blunt. You're going to put that bitch down.
See, like, my thing with the blunt is, like last night, I woke up like almost late for workout. Like, oh, shit, I had to hurry up and go brush my teeth, check the dog out. And dip. Usually before I go to work, I roll up, get ready, all that shit.
You say take a no dose?
Take a what?
No dose?
No, I roll up.
Oh, roll up.
I usually roll up, get ready, then leave. Cause I got like a 35 minute drive to work on the Batavia. Mm. So the blunt take me out there, and it's a night shift, so the blunt keep me awake, all that shit.
That's energy, that's motivation.
So yesterday I woke up late on some stupid shit. And I had to dip. I rolled up on the motherfucking expressway real quick. Like, shit.
Nigga, I know how to roll with drive, so yeah, I'm rolling with you.
Cause that's the thing about my job. That's the thing about my job. They be on some petty shit. If you clock in a minute late, you're gonna get written up.
What?
But they're motherfucking come up to you 5 minutes before it's time to go. Can you stay late? Or always wants to work some overtime or some shit. But you niggas wanna be petty over a minute? Like, yeah.
Are you kidding?
That's respectful.
See, that's why niggas hit
for niggas. Niggas got mad manners, got written up for that shit. And the thing is, I was on time. I came in and I just fucking forgot to punch in right away. I went into the uniform locker, grabbed my uniform, and then somebody was talking to me, and I just went right into the locker room, and then I was like, oh shit, I ain't punched in. Punched in, it was like 10:01. Then I went to the meeting. And then next thing you know, the niggas come up to me like 3:00 in the morning, like, yo, this is your third time coming in late.
Yo, I'd have been like, bro, I was here.
He's like, yo, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, I was here, bro. He's like, I know it's tough, but that's, you know, like HR is. The shit automatically generate when you come in, like when you clock in late, the shit automatically generate a paper. Two times I was late crazy. Before, so really, I was really late. But the third time I was in the fucking shit, like, you bitch.
Good.
But it's good.
Wow. I'm good. That's crazy, son.
I see what you're saying.
So, but don't come up to me fucking 2 minutes before it's time to go and be like, yo, can you stay late? No.
No.
Fuck out of here.
Right. Kiss my whole ass.
But it is like $42 an hour at Showtime, though. Like, yeah, I stay by the. Yeah. I stay for a couple hours, nigga.
God damn it.
God damn
you
it.
You talk me into it, God damn.
I stayed until 10 o'clock. But shit.
Cash out of their ass, nigga.
For sure.
That's a fact.
So, it's time to get into this motherfucking football. This motherfucking Bills Patriots week. Both teams 3-0. So, yo, this the Bills Super Bowl.
That's way too late. Both teams 3-0, unscathing, you know. Battle tested, you know what I mean?
Battle tested.
Who tested these niggas?
Don't do who, son?
Yo, it's just the principle that everybody know that the Patriots is the best, so they gonna give them their best no matter
who is giving them their best, bro?
The Patriots game, they be close to like the fourth quarter, and then they just not.
That's not the Patriots. That's not what the Steelers said.
Let me read you a stat real quick. The Patriots have not allowed a point in the first half since their playoff game against the Chargers. I keep reading this stat over and over again. I almost don't believe it. This shit been going on since the playoffs, since the Chargers, since the Chiefs, since the Rams. Now since the Steelers, since the Dolphins, since the Jets.
Now, Pete,
we've been doing this shit.
The caveat, we are missing weed being the Buffalo Bills. Hashtag the Bills Mafia, holla at me. Yo, we are missing one of our good running backs. You know what I mean?
Your defensive tackle went on IR.
New rookie. Who?
Your defensive tackle, one of y'all best niggas, he just went on IR.
As long as it wasn't Phillips.
It might have been.
Somebody need me to move or something?
Nah, bro, you good.
No, but I think it might have been, y'all best nigga just went to IR with an ACL or some shit, I think. So we about to, yo, y'all offense not doing too much against, let's keep it real, y'all offense not doing too much.
You are buggy.
Y'all only put up.
Yo, we've scored every, in the first half, we scored in every quarter of the first half.
Y'all have not scored over, what, 25 points in any game? This, like,
we haven't.
They said they'll got to, bro. They got to stop you off from scoring.
But we've came back. We've came back from two games, we've came back. One game, we waited to the fourth quarter, came back from the 14 zip.
Thank you. I'm glad you said
that. After we was in the red zone, three times, you get what I'm saying? But fumbles, you know,
I'm glad you're saying it. Not me.
Our composure, you know what I mean?
You struggling against, you're struggling against the Giants, you're struggling against the Bengals.
Home opener.
You're supposed to blow these niggas out. You're supposed to blow these niggas out.
Home opener for both teams.
Y'all got Julian Edelman and Dorsett and White and all of these.
If y'all playing these trash teams, you're supposed to blow them out like the Patriots doing. And y'all supposed to score, and y'all supposed to get across.
That's not true. You're not supposed
to have to come back.
Let me tell y'all about a stat that's not going to look good for Buffalo right now, all right?
Yo, practice right now.
The Bills defense, with keeping people out of the end zone, when they get to the red zone, their percentage is 100%. So every time somebody gets to our end zone, you know, they score. You know what I mean? That's like our percentage. So that's something bad against us. You get what I'm saying? But since the three games we played, there's only been two times that somebody's been in our red zone. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's letting you know that this defense is something real serious.
Yo, I'm not even going to lie. I put 100% respect on the Bills' defense. They got playoff caliber defense, but your offense too inconsistent, too many turnovers. Josh Allen is a running back. Like, yo, you know, not about to do too much against our defense. It's elite.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's elite. That's gonna be a crazy I guarantee game. No touchdowns.
Guarantee no touchdowns. The disrespect like
our defense is not allowed a touchdown all year.
Man, the Bills about to be spanking.
I guarantee no touchdown. I'm gonna put it on IG.
I'm gonna put it on IG. Don't be spamming the Slimmy Q because I don't believe that.
Yo, listen,
I put $5
on it. I got 70 on it. I got 50 on it. The Patriots win by 7. I got 20. They had no touchdowns.
We on the cast. What you saying? What you wanna put your chest behind, man?
I'm real
serious about my Bills, man.
I got 50
or
something.
He said he got 50 or something.
I got 50 on something.
When I say five,
What you want? Straight up?
You talking like you got the spread and everything already? Like
the spread, Patriots by 7.
That's what I'm saying. That's why when you said it,
Patriots by 7 is not a good. That's not a lot. So.
But hey, yo, whoa! I was born with you, man. Just let us talk about this. Come on, I was born with you, man.
You're supposed to know the finesse, finesse tendencies.
Man. But keep it 100. Like, yo, we could win this game, man.
I see the Patriots winning 24-9.
Yo.
Y'all gonna keep it close. Y'all gonna keep it close like 17-9. And the Patriots gonna score one more time at the end of the game. Y'all do got a playoff caliber defense, I swear to God, but
they're underestimating our new passing offense.
So with Brian Daboll.
If the spread is 7, spread is 7, that means Bills already up 7.
Like, I thank God Belichick is
I'm giving them 7 points pretty much.
If it's 9, you said 9-24?
24-9.
So that'd be 15.
Patriots cover.
I'm not going to win by 8
then,
if that's the case.
I think we're going to win 24-9. Don't ever talk to me about no Levi Wallace.
We're not giving up.
What is a Levi Wallace, bro? They don't got nothing on.
One player isn't, besides Trey.
He's fire.
You get what I'm saying?
Your safeties is fire.
You get what I'm saying? We're real solid, but we're very, very solid. Yeah, we got a little defense. He might be a second year.
That's not my issue, though. My issue is your offense.
Come on, man.
The Patriots
are not ready for you. I'm expecting us to run. We don't got that running. We're not that team.
No, that's the thing about the Patriots.
Our first 17 plays this year was all pass plays.
We don't worry about the run.
That could be the Achilles heel of the Bills.
We did that because we played a good defense. A good defensive line. Our next game, we did Straight Running.
Y'all got to mix it up. Y'all got to mix it up.
But y'all still ain't putting on no points.
These niggas, bruh.
And Brian Daboll came from the Patriots.
I know. A little while ago. But you saw what happened to Brian Flores with Miami. 43 zip.
Every time
he was in the shits with us, he called the Super Bowl for us.
He didn't take the same avenue Brian Daboll took. Yeah,
but I fuck with Daboll.
He went to Alabama.
Too. Yeah, he went to Alabama too. After that.
I feel like he had a good little coaching tree right there.
But he was with the Bills last year, and we still bodied him.
We had a different squad.
Man, you know what I mean? Yo, this is the thing. The Patriots, our main defense allows 2.2 rushing yards a game. But our fucking secondary is the best secondary in the NFL.
You don't really feel like that.
It's the facts, though.
You just saying that because they're
on the facts. I wish you had the Kawhi right now.
You don't feel like that.
It is.
You know that.
Don't nobody get nothing.
A lot of that is, they, like, a team and do something good, then they get a penalty.
No.
They gotta take that back.
They don't get nothing.
I gotta level up. I ain't gonna hold you.
Get nothing.
It's not
real. Like, our secondary is the best secondary in the NFL. Gilmore, thank you for Gilmore. I appreciate you. I really do. Gilmore.
Never heard of him.
That's my favorite. I'm about
Never
to get
heard
his,
of him.
You see him.
Never heard of him.
That's my favorite player, bro.
Never heard of him.
He had a pick six last week. He's like, hey, why you want to smoke it, bro?
Y'all niggas are still smoking after 15 months.
I mean,
is that good?
It's not. I might have smoked a block. A little bit different.
Oh my God.
I mean,
funniest shit ever.
Nah, it's not that, bro. I gotta level out real quick, bro.
There's
been a lot of smoke going on.
I gotta get something. So while you level out, let me get into your shit real quick. While you gather what you chew about, what I'm about to get into.
Don't do it. We ain't got to do
this.
Matter of fact, get into the shits. I'm rolling with you.
I'm really trying to bet.
I'm rolling with you. Come on. Get into the shits.
What's up with your Buccaneers?
Fuck the nigga James, bro. I swear to God, fuck James. Bro, get him the fuck out of here. How the fuck did you lose to the Giants?
Get your coach up out of
here. Nope. I want Jameis ass out of there.
How do you set that up to lose,
bro,
like that?
How do you, bro? Oh my God. We shouldn't even have been in that predicament to have to kick a field goal. That shouldn't have even been a predicament. Why is these niggas getting 33 fucking points on us, bro?
Because your defense is trash.
But I don't care, bro.
Yo.
We done had harder competition. We done had harder competition. Cam Newton done better than the fucking Giants, bro.
Let me... I'm like, that's my... Let me... you remember... Do you remember during the NFL draft podcast we did when we talked about the Giants drafting that quarterback?
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, "Oh, Danny Dimes is trash," all this shit. They was all mad about his Super Bowl, him getting drafted.
Yeah. The nigga from Duke, right?
The nigga is nice. He fucked you niggas up, bro.
He did, bro.
The nigga is nice.
He exposed us. Like, how the fuck?
And then the thing
is,
let
the Giants expose
us? The bad part, the whole fucked up part about it is, motherfucking Saquon Barkley left in the first quarter.
Took his ass out.
He did that shit without Saquon.
Facts, bro.
The Patriots gonna fuck them niggas. Yo, we got this easiest schedule.
Son, y'all don't play nobody till week 9, bro.
Yo, the Bills, I'm gonna put respect on the Bills.
No, bro, but they don't play. Y'all don't play nobody
Let me ring up.
I'm saying, like, playoff competitors.
Relax.
Y'all might make the playoffs this year, bro, but playoff competitors, like a consistent playoff competitor, like somebody that they people be like, yo,
so we make the these niggas making it 3 years. That's not consistent. Can we make
it? We can't talk about 1990, bro.
They made it a couple years ago. They made it a couple years ago and only scored 3 points. And that was the end of that. They made it to the wild card and only scored 3 points against the Jaguars.
What was the end? What was the like final of that game? It was like 10-3
Because
Tyrod Taylor shot a pick.
Yeah.
Now,
it was
Jalen Ramsey.
It was straight to his ass.
It was really because McCoy got hurt the game before. So, like, y'all wasn't really.
You know what I mean? Like, but come on,
the Patriots went to the Super Bowl that year. It was a fun year. I remember.
We don't be giving up points.
Nah, but I'm going to say this, though. Y'all give them a hard run, but they end up always winning.
Yo.
But still, like, no playoff competitor. It's not so weak.
But for now, right now, today.
You had a top 10 defense, my fault, since, like the last, like, 5 years. So, you
can stop. Ever since Rex Ryan left.
Cool.
Y'all defense been lit. Cool. But for right now, today, I'm going to put some respect on the Bills' name. But let me ring off what's next. The Redskins with a third-string quarterback. The Giants. The Jets again. The Browns, trash. The Ravens, I'm going to put some respect on the Eagles. Now we getting into the shits.
The Eagles,
man. Now we about to get into shits. We got the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Texans, the Chiefs. Then we finish off with 3 bye weeks against the Bengals, the Bills, and the...
They don't play nobody until week 9, bruh.
But no, yo, son, we got some shits,
they,
though.
They, it's yo, not consecutive. That's what I mean.
The way they do the schedules is that you play different conferences. So we're playing the NFC East.
Yep.
And we're playing playing the AFC North.
But yeah. These niggas, bro.
I know we played the Bengals.
These niggas, though, with this easy ass schedule, bro. Come on.
Yeah, we playing them niggas, too.
We're playing the AFC North. We're playing the NFC North.
I'm going to say like this. They guarantee these niggas 8 wins, though. They guarantee them 8 wins.
The only difference is the Patriots' schedule is harder because we playing the first place teams of the other conferences. We playing the Chiefs. We playing the motherfucking Texans.
8 wins, bro. Y'all guarantee 8 wins.
Them niggas is playing the motherfucking Raiders.
Bro, listen.
You still got the Chiefs?
Huh? Yeah, we played the Chiefs because that was in first place last year.
How many people are really gonna get y'all the fuck out of here with an 8-win? Even though y'all got that's guaranteed 8 wins. Okay, say y'all win 2 more games. Y'all know y'all win. That's first place right there.
The only thing about this year is the AFC.
Guaranteed 8, bro.
The AFC is complete trash. If the Bills win at least 5 more games, they in the playoffs.
They in the playoffs.
All they gotta do is win 5 more games. You already got 3. So even if you lose to the Patriots, even if it's tough, y'all Gucci. Cause
yeah, still good. I still won.
Yeah, which I can't go for second. The AFC East. The AFC East is really the Western Conference.
No, bro. No, I'm going to just say that.
The AFC is really the Western Conference.
AFC?
The AFC, people. Before this year, you always had Pittsburgh, Juggernaut. Even last year and the year before.
You said Pittsburgh Juggernaut? Trash.
The last couple of years when they had Le'Veon Bell and
Yeah, I get it, but they trash. That's my dad's team, so I got
them,
a shit on
them. They had them too. Then you got the Chiefs. You get what I'm saying? The Texans is getting better and better every year. You get what I'm saying? So you always have 4 solid teams up there.
Once Peyton Manning left, it was trash. Bro, for now. In the NFC,
who the NFC is really
NFC, good? You got the Saints.
You got the LA, bro.
You got the Rams. LA. You got the Eagles. You got the Cowboys. You got the motherfuckers.
The fucking NFC got them, bro.
Then you got Green Bay. Bro. You got Aaron Rodgers up out there.
It's mad.
Anything can happen. And Cam Newton was fired a couple years ago.
Even though they trashed me, it's just more notable teams.
The Falcons. The Falcons went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
It sounds like the best team is the Patriots, who's in the AFC.
But here's the thing. That's it. And that's the only time people talk about the AFC.
The AFC going after it every year.
Because the AFC wins. Because
it's so many. Because it's like the West Coast. Because it's some. But look, this thing about I'm gonna say. I'm gonna rank the top 5 teams in the AFC right now.
Seahawks.
Rank the top five teams.
I'm going to go AFC first, and I'm going to do NFC. AFC, I'm going to go Patriots, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, because the Ravens just got smacked, so I don't believe in them no more. So, Patriots, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Texans. Now the Texans.
Texans, all right.
And then I'm going to shout out to the Colts. And NFC.
Without Andrew Luck.
Yeah. So, in the NFC, I'm going to roll with the Cowboys.
I ain't buying.
Nice.
The Rams, 3-0. The 49ers is 3-0.
The son. They got mad, yo, bruh.
That's that. I take that one for the Bills one.
But the NFC, bro.
In the same category. They was
both. But it still got more teams over there, bro. The NFC like
which,
the West, bro.
We just had three teams that were solid. You know, they got the Chiefs and the what's
the Ravens, the Texans, the Colts.
I think Chicago might be all right.
The Chargers. Don't sleep on the Chargers, yet.
That's another AFC team.
The Browns. We don't know what the Browns got.
AFC.
Yo, it's a few teams.
And no, NFC ain't got nobody. And now that
the Breeze going. Yeah, it's a toss up. You got the Cowboys, the Eagles, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks out here.
The Lions,
the Packers out here. Look at the whole division. The whole division out here.
They 2-0 with a tie.
The Bears, Lions, Vikings.
You know who they tied with? Arizona. Two trash teams played.
But they
tied.
They
2-0.
They 2-0 though, bro. Hey.
Then you got the Packers, you got the Vikings.
My bum ass team got 2 losses.
Yeah. Don't you be the rookie quarterback.
My bum ass team.
The Vikings is fire. The Bears is fire.
I thought they was like
from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I thought they was
WNBA. Oh,
baby, bro. Fucking bum ass niggas, bro, man. I'm tight, bro.
Julian Edelman traveling to Buffalo. He went to shits this.
Our running back walked up was out. They say
Singletary. Yeah, I heard he practicing. It's gonna be a good game. I'm excited.
It is.
I'm gonna get nobody no love, but who y'all sports? I can kind of convert it to Bleacher Report a couple of years ago. Who do y'all pump with for y'all sports alerts?
I got Patriots columnists and shit on Facebook, and they be like Adam Schefter ass niggas for the Patriots, so they be on the shit. And then the Patriots got local podcasts, so while I'm driving to work, I listen to the Patriots podcast, and they work for the team, so they just with the shit. So
they talking all the shit you wouldn't hear.
They tell me they don't bullshit around.
I got
me
the same shit with my drink right there.
Okay.
Yo, I'm
they got an AFC East podcast. Like they just talk about AFC East niggas. Yeah.
So I get my shit from YouTube though. I listen to I watch the Bleacher Report, like the YouTube, the ESPN. I watch the clips and shit like that. Just all of the way, Steven. I get my shit through the normal things. I just don't sit there and watch a whole fucking ESPN episode.
Right.
Like, I'm not doing that shit.
I live the Buffalo Bills, so you know what? I don't really need to look at the info. Like, I know what's going on. Like, it's kind of running by
me. Yeah, I just know. I just be watching preseason games to make sure that nobody get hurt. Take this nigga out. Like, yo. I call the fucking front office the fucking Monday morning. Like, what the fuck is you nigga doing, bro? What?
Y'all thought we talked about this.
Yo, the best thing about
I feel like McDermott gonna make a mistake. Like, I feel like he been outcoached every time we play. I feel like I just don't want him to make no time management.
Bro, here's the thing. What's the thing? This is the best thing about playing in the NFL, especially when you got a coach like Belichick. You can't outplay or outcoach Belichick. What you want to do is outplay yourself. You want to kind of coach a little bit better than what you normally would coach, because you just want your people to keep knowing that they can keep a fight in, because you're not going to outcoach Belichick.
It's the thing the Patriots make you do.
Yourself in the game,
check this real
the Patriots make you.
Really Belichick, man. Really,
the Patriots make you. The Patriots make you play left-handed pretty much.
Yeah,
like,
man.
They take away what you do best and make you do.
They're going to make you switch it up, bro. So you just outplay.
But the thing I got to disagree with you on is, we saw what happened in Super Bowl 52 against the Eagles. I really think Bill Belichick got outcoached, outplayed.
No, he didn't get outcoached.
Every different way he did.
It was a moment on the field that happened. I don't mean it was outcoached. No. The position of what he was doing maybe was right, but the players maybe didn't execute.
No.
It wasn't an outcoached.
The coaching decisions he made were very questionable, and something that I really wanted to write a fucking letter to this nigga and ask him, like, y'all need you to tell a book. Like,
maybe he wanted to get him niggas.
There's no excuse for the Patriots defense to be getting absolutely roasted the way they were by Nick Foles, and you to be having Malcolm Butler, our best quarterback, on the bench the whole time.
Okay, yeah.
Nigga, what is you doing, bro?
Also,
I don't care how mad you is. You can't sacrifice a whole Super. We can have seven. The worst part about all the shit is we should have like 9 Super Bowls right now, and it's we lost on some stupid shit, bro. Like, goddamn.
Shouldn't have had your first one, so let's not even let's go.
We should have. The Rams choked. Yo, we have.
Raiders.
The Raiders choked.
Yeah, that was your heart.
The Raiders choked.
It was so crazy. Like
they called the same thing against the Patriots that same year, and it went against the Patriots in week two against the Jets. Don't nobody talk about it, could win a playoff game. So it wasn't like that was the first time they ever made up the rule. The shit happened and they made the right call. But the Raiders choked away a double digit lead in the playoffs, fourth quarter to a quarterback making his first ever playoff start. That sounded like a personal problem, not a Tom Brady problem.
I didn't watch football.
I was on the couch crying because I thought it was a fumble, but it wasn't a fumble. I was next door. This house right next door that got tore down. Watching the game by myself. I thought it was fun. I was crying. Real child, like 13. Real tears. But shit, niggas. Thank you. But yo, Adam Vinatieri still had to kick the 45-yard field goals in the snow on some gangster shit.
I remember that.
But I see why they mad though. Darren Wilson and niggas, I see why they mad. But yo, the Patriots lost 5 Super Bowls. Where's my support group? Can you imagine watching your team lose 5 Super Bowls? The Bills lost 4 Super Bowls.
This nigga said they lost
5. I see where the ultimate show comes from. We lost 5.
And the thing about it, we didn't even lose 4. Like we learned from 4. You know, doing 4 lessons.
What was the lesson that got learned then? Because y'all ain't been back
here since.
They went 20 years without going to the playoffs. They died after that.
It's hard to be the greatest.
They died after that, bro.
There has been no other team that has ever been to 4 consecutive. 4 consecutive.
The Patriots about to do it this year. We going to 4 in a row this year. And we won 3 already.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
We already won. We going to, though.
You know what I mean? We already did it. You know what
but
I mean?
But y'all didn't win that
we thing. Did it. Ain't no other team. And the Patriots. Hold up. The Patriots
win.
Is in our conference.
They going to get
the
their
Patriots
win.
The Patriots is in our conference. Ain't no other team ever went to 4 consecutive AFC championships and won them in a row.
What's
up? The Bills is the only team in NFL history to go to their conference championship 4 years in a row and win it.
But what's to come of that?
Man, we about to win a Super Bowl in Miami.
Trophies. Trophies. That's what we get out of that. Trophies. Because
you know what? This is the same argument I'll be making for LeBron.
You know what I mean? We get trophies out of that.
This is the same argument I'll be making for LeBron.
I'm a LeBron fan.
But LeBron be winning. He won 3 at least.
Because niggas be dead trying to just tear him down because of this same situation I'm pulling.
But he won 3 at least.
Trying to throw that same shade
on
me.
That's how I do it.
You can't throw that shade against Jordan, though.
It's kings and heirs or whatever. So, like, if we just do presidents type-wise, everybody got their little 8-year span, whatever. The thing about it is that LeBron is Teddy Roosevelt. You get what I'm saying? If you know your history, Teddy Roosevelt, he was president for, like, I want to say like 12, almost 16 years or something like that. You get what I'm saying? Ain't no other president been president. And that right now. Yeah, we was all presidents, but y'all don't remember who was the president for the longest time. And that's what we
did. I like Giannis. I think Giannis, if he could get that.
Best player. Y'all agree with that?
Bullshit.
You want to pull up the list real quick?
No, I can't. I fuck with Giannis.
That's a good segue.
I fuck with Giannis. I'm the one that introduced a lot of niggas to Giannis.
Oh, my God.
Bro, listen, I have been talking about Giannis before anybody was talking about Giannis. Swear to God, I was playing with the Bucks back then, bro. Like, his first year, I was playing with these niggas. Like, nah, bro, I've been a Bucks fan. This nigga has no moves, bruh. He is all to the rim. That's it. His jump shot is so fluky, but he's a power player. Like, you gotta double team him.
Do you remember that from anywhere? Do you ever remember hearing that? You remember that hearing that about LeBron? Remember everybody thought LeBron was just like a freight train going in?
Nah, Pete. But here's the thing. No,
say
no,
that about LeBron.
You can't. You could never
say
that.
Didn't have any credit.
You couldn't
say that about
but
him.
But you couldn't because he LeBron. Well, LeBron was a 25-5 player ever since he touched the hardwood.
Where was that list released from? ESPN.
Yeah, he's the only player. The only player in history to have this long of a tenure to be 25-5-5 or even 25-5-5. Longest player. There's nobody doing what LeBron has done ever since he touched the hardwood. So there would never be a person better than LeBron in the league as long as he's playing.
Yo, fam, you already know. Like, I'm a LeBron fan. Like, I agree with
you. No matter how many championships he loses, it still will never take away the accolades of who he is.
Nobody
what he's done. Nobody has ever been to that.
I think he's gonna win.
Nobody has been in that many in a row.
Russell.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But we talking new era, though. We talking new
era. Okay, we take that.
He didn't MVP. I think he's going to win MVP this year.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah, he's going to come out with
it. He had MVP numbers last year, though, bro. He almost averaged a triple-double last year. And they called him a... They said that he was washed up last year, bro.
I'm just
they
saying.
They said something was washed up. How?
It seemed like he gave up, not washed up.
Bro, he had the fucking Lakers, bro, when they ain't have nobody but fucking Kyle Kuzma, my nigga.
He averaged 28,
9, and 7. I think the Blazers is going to get back to the Western Conference Finals.
In the West.
I got that top 10.
In the West.
All right, read it up.
You
want to
start? I'm going to start from the...
Number 10. Go for number 10. Yeah.
Paul George.
I'm rolling.
Wait, I want to hear the whole list before I want to
say. I give you 10 through 6.
Now give me
the
top 5. Okay,
So number 10, Paul George. Number 9, Dame Lillard. Number 8, Joel Embiid. Number 7, Jokic. Number 6, Steph.
Okay, no.
How disrespectful is that putting Steph outside
top 5? Nah, whoa. Even still... I'm not rolling with that because I feel like Embiid should be number 10. Mm-hmm. I feel like Paul George and Dame Lillard should be probably like 7, 8, or easy. Which one of them, you can't really.
You gotta, can't disrespect Dame Lillard.
Like, where's Russell Westbrook?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Dame Lillard and Paul George. And that's why I said 7 and 8. 7 and 8. But I don't know. Paul George, nice as a bitch, though, bro.
And he's an all star.
Beat the game winner in his face. And
yeah.
Okay, you're right. Right. And then, give him 7.
And then he's been busting Westbrook ass for years now, so I can't.
7, 8. Okay, boom. And then Jokic, I give him 9.
I don't know about Jokic. I don't think he's top 10.
Jokic's top 10 in the league right now, bro. He averaging close to triple double
like,
15.
He looking like a Kevin Love right now. Who he nice, bro. On Nuggets, but I don't know if he could do that on the...
You never know. You know but I mean? He doing it on the Nuggets, and the Nuggets is eating. It was number 2 in the West last year, bro, with nobody other than Jokic.
What if Kevin Love would have came to the Cavs and was doing...
He should go to the motherfucking Blazers.
But he could have, but he did.
But let me get a top 5. They got Anthony Davis, number 5.
Okay.
Okay.
I respect it.
What?
Bro, we talking about...
Number 4, okay. They got James Harden.
No, I take Steph over James Harden.
It's scary right now. Number 3, LeBron James.
Whoa.
It is looking scary. Number 2, Kawhi. Number 1,
Giannis.
First of all, Giannis can't be in front of Kawhi because Kawhi...
He got a ring.
Knocked him out.
Yeah.
Knocked him out. A mile.
And then they can't be under... They can't... Neither one of them... Well, I say Kawhi because Kawhi beat him. But
LeBron,
I'm going to say this. True.
And then Kawhi beat LeBron. The Spurs beat LeBron because Kawhi wasn't...
Kawhi been by LeBron.
He wasn't even the second option. You know what I mean?
He was getting finals MVP.
And then when he stopped LeBron averaged like 26, like...
Kawhi was the finals MVP, though.
That's that one, but it was a back and forth. We'd give him that. But I say this. LeBron, Giannis can't be over LeBron because if it wasn't for LeBron leaving out of the West, going to the West, there would be no Giannis because LeBron would still be the talk of the East.
Yo, you think Kawhi would have bust Cavaliers down LeBron
and then,
in Toronto?
Regardless of his injury, KD should be on this list. Regardless of injury or not, KD should be on this list.
He's
just announced that he's not playing this year.
Because Kawhi 49.
I'll play him with Kawhi, but he's number 2 to me.
I believe.
I'll play him number 1. KD number 1 for real.
But in real life, where you got Kawhi at? Like without no injury, where you got Kawhi at?
2.
I mean, not Kawhi.
I mean, Kyrie, Clay. But Kyrie, I feel like where's Kyrie in this list?
Right now they got Clay at.
Where's Kyrie in this list?
Ooh.
See, my thing is...
I would put KD number 1 before that Achilles.
Nobody has LeBron's accolades in this league.
We're talking about right now, this year.
Right now, this year. Nobody still got his accolades, bro.
KD, a killer. Oh, so Klay Thompson...
Oh, you said Kyrie number 11?
Klay Thompson or Kyrie, who you want right now?
I'm going Klay. I'm going Klay. Reason being because Klay can put up big numbers in a matter of minutes. And also, he can play better defense. He's low maintenance, too. He's low maintenance.
That defense is big, too.
He don't need the ball in his hands all the time. He know how to run around without the ball. So, and again, a big thing, he plays defense.
That's D.
So, I take Clay over. Now, he would be especially better to start a team around because he's a shooter. And he don't got to put a ball on the floor.
He got accolades. He not know anything.
He not ass now.
He a West Coast nigga.
So, shit, I'm taking Clay, bro. But Kawhi do got juice. We ain't going front.
Kawhi like, never won right now.
Me, Kyrie. Kyrie got juice, though.
Where would y'all think Ben Simmons was ranked?
Nah, I'm not putting Ben Simmons nowhere in this round.
I'll
put him 25.
It's like they did a top 100.
25, at least.
I'll put him like 400.
25.
Nah, if Clay 47, he got to be like fucking 70.
No, because Clay injured. Because Clay injured.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm going to say Ben Simmons is like number 25.
25?
I would say 30. 30?
30. They got this kid at 15 with no jump shot.
So you might as well give Sean Livingston that same title. Fuck, let's be real. And then Sean Livingston got rings. Like, now, let's just be real. Now, he pretty much stole Sean Livingston's identity and brought it to Philly. Let's just be real. Like,
I think,
come on.
Think it's more Embiid or Simmons?
It's got to be Simmons because
Embiid draw double teams.
He doesn't play enough. He doesn't play enough, bro. He can't play two consecutive games.
I really don't see no notable names.
That nigga don't shoot.
He can't play no consecutive games, bro. He can't play long enough to make sure he's great. I'm not even buying Embiid at number 10.
They got DeMar DeRozan at like 40.
He trashed me, bro. No, he took a fall off. To me, he took a fall off. He gotta build that identity back up. He gotta let us know that he can do something without the people around him. He got to do it on the Spurs now. Show me something.
Hey, one time, Carmelo.
On the clock. Show me something.
The whole Western Conference on the clock.
Son, the Western Conference about to be lit this year.
Because you got the 1 year without KD. I need everybody in the West. You all got a chance.
Now, let's just be real. Let's just be real. No KD in the West, and then we have no Klay on the Warriors. Are you really thinking that there's not about to be a Laker finals appearance?
Don't sleep on the Warriors.
Fuck the Warriors, bro.
The Warriors.
Yo, let's just be real. They got 2 point guards running 1 and 2. They're gonna have to substitute. Here's the kicker. They're substituting Steph Curry for Klay Thompson. Now, how silly does that sound? Instead of putting fucking Russell into the shooting guard position, you take away the point guard position. You're starting. You're not unanimous MVP, three-time champion point guard.
Bruh,
out of the way.
Klay is an elite catch and shooter. Hold up one, and Russell does the best. When Russell does the pick and roll, he's the best when he's handling.
Who do you pick and roll to, though?
Draymond.
He's a pick and roll instead. Come on, man.
Y'all really believe Draymond about to get off with all this height in the fucking West now? Y'all serious?
He's been doing it, though.
Nah, but it wasn't like this. It wasn't like this.
We'll see.
It wasn't like this, bro. Where he's the only big man option.
Klay is
we
not
talking
dead.
About Kevin Looney, bro.
Klay is not dead. He's coming back.
He next year?
No.
Bro, February?
Yeah.
Next year, bro.
He's coming back, though. He's not dead.
But he still gotta get acclimated to the game still, bro. He might be coming back off an injury report, but he's gonna have to still practice and get into a rotation.
I got the Warriors at like the 6th seed.
By the time he come back, it's gonna be playoff time.
I think they're 6th seed.
Okay. Alright.
They bust the Blazers' ass 2 games without KD. They don't need KD, bro.
But then again, you gotta also think too.
Livingston retired.
They don't got no. They team kind of split, bro. Like, it's not the same anymore. They're really heavily relying on Steph and Draymond and D'Angelo Russell, bro. That's just all facts because they have no bench.
I think one thing that I was disappointed in.
So
was,
it's gonna be hard for them because Houston looking real serious.
I was disappointed in DeMarcus Cousins getting hurt. I wanted to see him do good. I wanted to see him do good with AD. I was disappointed about that.
Oh, boy.
That was the Lakers that made that pop.
So this would have been a lineup. LeBron at the one. You got
the Brown by the
Bradley, Avery Bradley at the two.
I fuck with that.
You got Kyle Kuzma at the three.
I'm in football mode. I can't really talk basketball until like.
You got AD at the four.
You know what I mean?
You got fucking DeMarcus at the five.
They gotta play a game.
What?
I gotta see what their squad's gonna really look like. Where Melo gonna land?
Melo ain't going nowhere.
Kuzma just got injured, so that's
Melo ain't going nowhere, man.
Melo
ain't just got nowhere.
They signed D Wade.
That's what I heard.
Dwayne Wade.
That's what I heard.
Man. He was.
He was though, but I don't know if it's true or not.
D Wade.
I don't know.
They better not sign.
I don't know, but I don't believe Carmelo Anthony's come back to the league.
He got that's it's tragic.
I don't believe he is. I'm not, bro. If he would have been, if he is coming to the league, he would have been in the league already. He would be what somewhere are you waiting right now. For? That's what I'm saying. What are you waiting on?
Vince Carter just got signed back again.
What are we waiting on?
He looked good.
Carmelo is one of the best top, hands down, one of the best scorers that's touched the league in the last 10 years. We know this for facts.
Brooklyn can use him.
Anybody can use him. Y'all, that's just facts.
Y'all fuck with the 2K yet?
I played a little bit.
I'm a mad head.
I fuck with Mad Charge. Yo, RIP to me. I just lost I'm in a Madden league with like 30, 20 people. And on the Patriots, I just lost the AFC Championship game last night. But I was up 24-9 in the third quarter.
Who lost to
the Chiefs.
He lost to who, fam?
You
start a franchise?
Yeah.
We just play a connected franchise where everybody just get their team. So instead of playing like your franchise with like your computer.
I got to set a time that y'all play.
Yeah, we got an app on the phone where like we set the time.
I'll be pumping with this, you know, shout out Game Salon. I'll be popping.
Yeah, but you just play random niggas. Yo, or like up? A tournament.
50, what's up?
Yeah.
Let's get it popping, fam. As soon as I got the bills, I pop shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna front. My stilo is always to keep
you on the play. You on the PS? You on the PlayStation or the Xbox?
I do both.
Okay, I got the Xbox.
But I'm like, yo, you know what? Let me. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, if I feel like you weak, I'm at your head. Yo,
even if you're not, you gotta still pop shit.
When they see the Bills, they be like, oh, I'm about to eat.
The Bills got a mean running game.
I put the Bills on every game.
This nigga probably be dipping out with Josh Allen. Oh my God, that shit is annoying. Oh my God.
I got a cannon, so let me get somebody who speeds over.
You got John Brown. Oh my God.
And I got a little dude, Isaiah McKenzie. They be out.
I'll put them there in a smash.
Then I got a little Cole Beasley be slipping through the. What? Bullet that thing.
Jump in the league.
I ain't built for it because I don't got the time.
I made it to the AFC Championship game. I was like,
I'm disappointed.
I'm really getting
popular.
Oh, yeah, we about
to
try the 2K shit. You know, 2K season where everybody get them a little team, and you know, we gonna play the computer a couple games. There's gonna be like 5, like 10 of us. You know what I'm saying? Play the computer. When we play each other, we'll set a little time real quick. And then niggas just play a little NBA season real quick, a little 2K. Probably advance it every day.
Yeah. That shit
gonna
be cold. Fuck
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, advance it every 24 hours to the next day and we just rolling. And we set it to a 41 game season.
Yeah.
Be nice. But
that shit gonna be fun, bro. Yeah. Niggas gonna be have to be on their P's.
Yeah, you gotta.
Who'd you play with, bro?
I'm playing with Portland or the Nets. Cause yo, in 2K, in this one I got drafted by the Nets, so. And they like KD hoop, so it's just Kyrie, I'm the two guard, KD, then I got DeAndre Jordan and some tall ass nigga who always be blocking the shit out of shots. And I just, a nigga, he got an afro. I forgot his name, I'm hiring him.
He got the fro.
He be catching the shot out of these alley oops and blocking shots.
What's homie name?
So I be running shit. Mm, so
I feel like I play with the Bucks.
The Bucks.
I play the Bucks in the game.
I play with Portland. Frontin'. No shooters.
No Brandon.
I don't need him. Brogdon was injured most of the year.
I play with Portland. Give me Portland. If we even play hang out without him. Give me Portland. Or I'll fuck with the Rockets. Fuck with the Rockets.
I couldn't play with LeBron.
Yeah, they got KP and motherfucking.
I'm not losing if I play LeBron.
What?
I'm not losing if I play LeBron.
See what Dallas. See what
nobody has beaten me.
You gotta remember what KP was looking like. You get what I'm saying? He had a whole year off.
Don't get this.
Nobody has beaten me when I had LeBron.
Did I ever beat you before?
Not with LeBron.
Oh no.
Nobody has beat me with LeBron, bro. I'm losing, bro.
Oh no.
Sorry, ain't nobody beat you with the Warriors.
No, not with LeBron.
We might.
I might have a different team.
So what? So what part of the game you got? You got the demo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't play hung up.
I'm gonna get it eventually, but
you can't play hung up.
I don't like getting it first. I like everybody getting their feelings.
Now get that shit real quick, man. So you can hurry up and get your player up so we can get in the park and bust these niggas' ass. That's what I need. I need you to get into the park with me.
Okay. I feel you.
Cause niggas be fronting in the park and I really got a Jimmy on the game. My niggas are 89 right now. I bought the 50 pack of VC. Not coming off the bench. No, sir. So.
I'm going to be a fresh nigga. I'm going to play it just the way I don't know.
I need you to carry me in the park, bro.
I'm not my part, nigga.
I just need to be. You're going to have to learn. Yeah. I'm going to just throw you these alleys and just do what you do. Do your shits. And then we going to take it to.
I'm a fucking. Five-man team, nigga. Like, I like to play structured basketball. That my park should be getting crazy. Niggas be looking like fucking slam ball out that bitch. Like, niggas be doing mad crazy. Ah, man, I'm not playing this street ball shit. Nigga, hell no. Nah. Like, I'm good.
Alright. So, think that's it for the day?
Yes, sir.
Anything else, people?
Yes, sir.
Alright, so, if you like what you heard, hit us up on Instagram. Hit us up on, motherfucking Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify.
Wherever you get them podcasts, people.
Yes, sir.
And then you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Slimmy Q Podcast. Y'all know where to find that.
And let us know what y'all think about the weed we smoking. It's pretty good. Shout out to the weed man once again.
And let us know how y'all feel about this goddamn Bills and Patriots.
Bills Patriots. I'm going to put a poll up today. Yes, sir.
Holla at us.
Oh shit, West Coast.
I think that nigga mad about the blood.